Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Brittany L. Hartley's no-nonsense spirituality. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink what spirituality even means?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. This book is like a breath of fresh air in a room full of incense and crystal shops. Hartley basically says we've overcomplicated spirituality to the point where it's become a performance. And I think a lot of us are secretly exhausted by it.
Right. She starts with this concept of spiritual bypassing, which I found super convicting. It's when we use spiritual ideas to avoid dealing with real pain. Like saying everything happens for a reason when a friend is grieving, instead of just sitting with them in it.
Exactly. She calls that a sophisticated form of denial, and I think we've all done it. I know I have, trying to stay positive when I'm actually furious or heartbroken. Hartley says that creates a split between our spiritual self and our human self, and that split is the root of a lot of suffering.
Yeah, that really hit me. She says real spirituality isn't about escaping your life, it's about showing up for it. And showing up means feeling all the feelings, not just the pretty ones.
And she's got no patience for gurus. She makes this strong case that looking for an external authority is often a way of abdicating responsibility. True spiritual maturity, she says, is becoming your own authority, not in an arrogant way, but by trusting your own direct experience.
That's scary though, right? I mean, it's easier to just follow someone else's rules. But she says the role of a teacher isn't to give you answers. It's to help you ask better questions.
Right.
And then she goes into the body, which I loved. So many traditions treat the body as something to transcend, but Hartley calls it our home base and our wisdom keeper. She says we feel everything in the body first, emotions, intuition, before we ever think it.
So spirituality isn't about floating off into the ether. It's about feeling your feet on the floor and noticing the tension in your shoulders. That's way more grounded.
Exactly. And she has this simple framework for working with difficult emotions. Pause, name it, feel it in the body, and then ask what it needs. It's not a quick fix, but it's compassionate and practical.
Honestly, the part that got me most was the chapter on the spirituality of the ordinary. She says the most sacred moments aren't on a meditation cushion. They're washing dishes, folding laundry, being stuck in traffic. How do you show up when you're tired and irritable?
She calls it chopping wood, carrying water, spirituality. It's about bringing the same reverence to a sink full of dirty dishes that you would to an altar. And I think she's right. That's where real practice happens. Not in the special moments, but in the mundane ones.
In relationships, she says they're the ultimate spiritual practice because they mirror all our blind spots and triggers. And the goal isn't to be endlessly loving and accommodating. It's to be honest, accountable, and willing to do your own inner work.
She even says healthy conflict is the core of a spiritual relationship. Being able to disagree, set boundaries, apologize, and repair. That takes so much courage.
What about the shadow? She borrows from Jung and says we have to integrate the parts of ourselves we've rejected, anger, jealousy, and shame. The energy we spend hiding them is stolen from our vitality.
Right.
She says to look at the people who trigger us most and ask, what does this person reflect back to me that I'm unwilling to see in myself? It's about making friends with our monsters.
And she takes on manifesting and the law of attraction, which I appreciated. She says those ideas have been twisted into spiritual materialism and victim blaming. Like if you're poor or sick, you just didn't manifest well enough. That's cruel.
Yes.
She says true power isn't about magically bending reality. It's about developing inner resilience to meet whatever happens with grace and agency. Taking action where you can, and making peace with what you can't control.
So what's the goal then? She redefines liberation as moment-to-moment freedom within the constraints of being human. Freedom to feel anger without being consumed. Freedom to love without controlling. Freedom to fail without losing your worth.
It's a gradual practice of unlearning our conditioning, our defenses, and our stories, peeling back the layers of the false self to reveal the authentic, vulnerable, connected being underneath.
You know, the takeaway for me is that spirituality isn't about becoming superhuman. It's about becoming fully, messily human. And that's actually liberating.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So true spirituality is showing up for the ordinary, messy, beautiful life you already have. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.